Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we discuss and review your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program first in the Northern California Bay Area is Greg. How you doing, Greg?
Man, I'm fantastic after watching this movie. How about yourself, Ozzy?
I'm doing well, especially with the extracurricular pairing of activities that are done with this film. Absolutely, we're all good. I don't know about Todd, though. Fleshman producer Todd, he's always chilling, so I think, like, he can't chill any further.
I actually chilled while watching this.
Extra chilled. We're all extra chilled, then. And what we're referring to, ladies and gentlemen, is this week we did watch and we are going to review and discuss Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. But before we get to that, we've had this success most cases finding a commercial starring somebody in the film that we review and discuss. So this week I found a commercial. This was titled, now we'll include the YouTube link in the description, of course. Don't want to take credit for this commercial, but it's an unaired Lincoln commercial. So, Todd, if you would please do the honors.
You know, I've been smoking weed since long before anyone paid me to smoke weed. Did you ever realize that you're not in traffic? You are the traffic. You know, some people say you can't go back, but sure you can. Just put the car in reverse. Whoa, I thought this was a 405. That's a lot of bull. Siri, how do you move a bull off the road?
Showing results for how to blow your load.
Come on, Siri, we don't have time for this.
The time is 420. Your appointment with parole officer starts in 10 minutes.
Oh, shit.
And dude, you smell like a sack of sour diesel. To avoid jail time, use a chong swipe to remove the smell of weed from your clothing prior to appointment.
Okay, directions to parole officer.
You have been parked at your destination for 30 minutes.
Well, thanks for being responsible, Siri.
He can never be Siri, us, can he? See, I can say funny shit too.
Okay, so just do a quick rundown. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, this commercial opens up with who we know is Tommy Chong driving this Lincoln SUV in the middle of the desert. And he's doing things like holding hands back of his head, being extra relaxed, smoking as well while he's driving. So we know why it's unaired. and we get to a point when you hear that he has a parole officer meeting in of 10 minutes. And the Siri recommends the smoke wipes, Tommy Chong's smoke wipes. And they are not a sponsor at the moment. However, I thought this was a fun commercial because I never even heard of these things, but it was still a fun commercial nonetheless. Usually, you know, I might hate on a commercial, but this was just a fun, funny commercial
for a great product.
I would think a product that's in high demand.
Now, how quickly did you search if it's actually around, Ozzy?
Boo. Okay, I gotta be honest.
Oh, Jesus.
So, due to the advancements in modern science, what I tend to consume has no odor. So,
he's no trying need. To say politely no flour here.
Essentially, that is the case. But, I mean, did either of you guys?
Oh, no. Right away. I'm just kidding. I didn't actually look it up, but yeah, I really hope it's an actual thing because that was an amazing commercial for it.
Okay, well, you know, why don't I just look it up? What was it, Tommy Chong's?
Already there.
Okay.
Three pack on Amazon.
Right.
Rating of 4.2.
You know that was on purpose, right? $9.99. Wait, what was it rated, Ozzy?
Oh, it was rated 4.2. No, it has 37 ratings, but it's over. Its average rating is 4.2.
It's just 37.
It's 37 rating.
37.
This is how I know that listen. Okay, we could sidetrack just a quick moment. I had this thought the other day as I was heading to trivia, and that is, imagine how we have evolved in the realm of entertainment in terms of movies and TV shows and immersive storytelling that incorporates movies and TV shows together, like with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or even with, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the Crisis on Infinite Earths, that was between the DC shows, and you had the Flash from the Justice League movie appear on an episode of the Flash. So I'm thinking in my head, like, okay, so if there's a theory, a thought out there that we can't be the first intelligent life form in the history of the universe. I mean, you can take that opinion, but, you know, if there's some other universe out there, or rather some other galaxy, whatever, that had a species that came before us and how they advanced, what are their advancements in entertainment? And I think the whole immersive entertainment is the Earth television show, and everybody is their own sitcom. So we right now are in like a major crossover episode, like, oh, it's the episode with Greg Todd and Ozzy crossover tonight on the CW. It's the only way I can make sense.
I'd like to think we'd be on a better network than the CW. I'm just saying. At least give us Fox. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I mean, contracts. That's how things are worked out. And there's probably producers that come down from these planets and make stuff happen to boost ratings.
How do you know I'm not already that?
He is producer Todd.
It would.
Yeah, you wouldn't see it coming there, would you?
I wouldn't. That would be a twist.
Yeah, there you go.
We're not.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
M. Night Shyamalan. I think we're both going in the same direction there. Now right. The direction we'll be heading to is in our main event. That is the film Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke, the 1978 classic with a runtime of 1 hour 33 minutes. Synopsis that I'm pulling from Google to be official. An unemployed pot-smoking slacker, an amateur drummer, Anthony Stoner, played by Tommy Chong, ditches his strict parents and hits the road, eventually meeting kindred spirit Pedro de Pacas, played by Cheech Marin. While the drug-ingesting duo is soon arrested for possession of marijuana, Anthony and Pedro get released on a technicality, allowing them to continue their many misadventures and ultimately compete in a rock band contest where they perform the raucous tune, Earache My Eye.
Okay, so first thing I got to say before we even go anywhere is that's like breaking news, because
I know what you're going to say right here.
Because they named Chong.
And what's funny is there's actually a deleted scene where he's actually referred to as Anthony. So,
but I mean, he's even listed in the credits as man.
As man, exactly. So. There's actually a featurette out there that's titled How Pedro Met the Man.
Yes.
So it is interesting that Google pulls that on there. So some initial thoughts here. I had never seen this from start to finish. I'd seen it on Comedy Central, like from time, you know, like bits and pieces, but I'd never seen it like start to finish one sitting, and obviously unedited. And it was, I'm going to be completely honest, it was frustrating at first. Mm-hmm. But then after watching one of the featurettes here, I understand why. I felt it was it didn't really feel like a movie, and it just felt like a collection of skits. Mm-hmm. You know, that each one or two scenes were its own skit, and they were all loosely tied together. And I'm pretty sure it took for, I think, 45 minutes into the movie for an actual plot to develop.
Pretty much.
So I was thinking, like, okay, so me sitting here at age 36, I'm like, you know, like just in my room by myself, you know, like with these, you know, analytical glasses on, you know, just that cap rather, versus yeah. if I was, Greg, you would know this, probably like 10, 12 years ago in a group of like 6, 7 people all passing a bong around.
Right.
I was going to say you weren't stoned enough.
Maybe it's the lack of real flower. I don't know. But one of the featurettes here had mentioned that this film was initially titled Cheech and Chong's Greatest Hits because the director, Lou Adler, directed by Lou Adler, had helped them produce a comedy album. Lou Adler was in Vancouver, Canada, when he had discovered their act. And their act would be they would just do small little skits where they would be a particular character. And like for example, that one of their bits they did was a guy constantly knocking on the door and Chong would be asking who it was. And then he was like, "Hey, it's Rudy. I got the stuff. Let me in." And then silence. He knocks again. "Hey, who is it?" You know, and just they would do these things in as an act. So Lou Adler helped them get, you know, these comedy albums together. And he also had the idea that there needs to be a way to visually see their humor, right? So that's where the idea for the movie came up. Now, while they filmed this movie in less than 30 days, it actually took them 7 years to completely put together, since it was their first go around. And they initially it was supposed to be called Cheech and Chong's Greatest Hits. And they actually called it that because it had no coherent story. That's even actually admitted by Cheech Marin. So the fact that that's what they were going for is like, oh, okay, so it's a one long Saturday Night Live sketch.
Right.
Or like, or it's like, well, it's like an hour and a half. It's like the same as an episode of Saturday Night Live, whereas you have the same characters throughout the entire thing, throughout the entire movie. I went on for a little bit longer than usual. Greg, initial thoughts.
Man, I just got to bring up a couple moments from this movie real quick because it brought me some serious PTSD. Like, it's been a long time since I've seen this movie. But I have two things from, like, first off, seeing, like, the crazy pile of dishes in one of those houses. Like, it just brought me back to my 20s, and I really didn't want to go there. But I have a funny story because of this movie. And some of my ignorance, there was an audition I went to at a local theme park, and they were
local to you or local to me?
There's local to you.
Okay.
You know, this might give away what place it was, but I was auditioning for a Green Army man. And because of this movie, I thought the word Charlie's was just a generic term for like the enemy or something. So guess who did that at an audition? And they quickly were just like, nope. So yeah, learn something that audition. But yeah, overall, like, this movie was fun. I agree with you. It is kind of like a big giant SNL session, but I mean, it was funny and definitely a lot of things you can't get away with these days.
Right. If you knew what you were getting yourself into, you will enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the whole, like, it's like a bunch of sketches. I'm sure that's going to be a running theme that's going to come up more than once in this month. Because there's short attention spans for their target audience is a thing. So that's why a lot of, let's say, marijuana comedies are a little bit more sketch like. So
I am anxiously looking forward to these next few episodes where I will completely verbally eviscerate your take that you just
farted
out there.
Not on the one I'm talking about. You see, you don't know which one that is.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Todd? I have the producer, Todd.
All right, we will. Oh, you want to know what I thought about the movie? Are we doing that part, the bits part?
What was your favorite
scene? The part?
Or line?
Favorite scene?
The scene favorite, or line? Pick one.
Jesus.
I'm just giving you an option for variety.
Someone's upset, Ozzy.
Apparently. It made me laugh more this time than I think ever. I don't know if I ever caught it before. When they're pulled over, when they're parked, and the cop says, "Where's your license?" And Cheech is like, "Oh, it's on the bumper back there, man." I just lost it. I could not stop laughing off that one. And then did you notice the license plate? I've never noticed it before.
Yes. Yes, yeah.
No, the other one.
Oh, Muff Diver.
Yeah, that one. I was like, I never noticed that. Or last time I watched, I may not have got it. Who knows?
Right. Greg?
Man, there's a scene where there's a bird talking, and then he laughs at a guy, and then right away, a guy just shoots the bird, and I lost at that moment. Like, I just said, ha ha, bam. It just. Yeah, it was great.
I took a risk by letting you guys go first with favorite scenes and moments.
I had like four, so
well, yeah, good. One of my top one was this isn't a movie where you need to worry about spoilers or anything like that. That's not why you're watching it. But there's a scene where they're at the Roxy and one of the women that they had picked up starts describing how it's like when her roommate has sex and goes into intimate detail about it. I lost it, you know, because then everybody on the outside is hearing the stuff coming from the van and they applaud everybody that gets out of the van. And that was great. But what makes that story even better is the fact that while they were filming that day, mm-hmm. that actress who actually had, who was telling that story, that was a mm-hmm. real story about her roommate. And they decided to just add that in there. So her description of everything, that was 100% real. So that just, I mean, it's almost like, usually like you get a DVD or something like this, you'll watch the movie and then you'll watch all the bonus stuff mm-hmm. afterward. There, it's almost like I want to recommend to see whatever you can beforehand and then watch the real the feature itself. It's kind of backwards that way, but
this is
being go ahead, Todd. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, this is one of those where if you watch the movie, then watch the extras, you're going to want to watch the movie again.
Right.
It's just, yeah.
It definitely did work. Out that way. So if I was going to say this to grade it as a movie itself, like if I was just looking at it as a movie, mm-hmm. it would probably be a 2, like in terms of actual just a movie. I mean, Todd, like you said, we never even like the guy's name is Man.
I mean, oh, wait, but the scene you just mentioned, they think his name is, I forget what it is.
Anthony, because the deleted scene, they refer to him as Anthony.
No. Because she's calling out a different name during her sex story. So when he comes out of the van, they're like, oh, I didn't know your name.
I didn't know your name was Alex.
That's what it was.
That was the line. Yeah.
That was my second scene I had down because that part killed me too.
Yeah. So that was a true story. And like you said, once you see the extras, you're going to want to go see it back. But again, as a movie itself, I'd give it a 2. But if for the type of humor that it advertises, mm-hmm. if you're in that right mindset and you're with people, I wouldn't recommend seeing this by yourself. I'd really recommend seeing this with a bunch of people, especially if there's a couple of people who've never seen it before. Then that'd be a really good fun time.
But that's all. Just smoke up. Just say it. Blaze up, sit back with a bunch of friends.
A lot. A lot. Or maybe, you know. But as a comedy, in terms of the entertainment level that I experienced as a comedy, mm-hmm. I'd give it a 3.5.
Wow.
So it's almost like if I had plugged, you know, put in a comedy album and these were the scenes that I got. Uh-huh. That's the kind of fun it felt like was 3.5. But like I was twisting in my head as I'm watching. It's like, man, as a movie, this is terrible, but I'm having a fun time.
So. Right. And that's why it's so hard to judge, because you're not, you don't walk away from it going, well, it was all right. Like, you definitely walk away going, that was a lot of fun, you know? So, but I agree with you, like, storyline wise. Yeah. But I think I do want to still give it a 4. Cause I laughed way too hard at too many places. And if I get like a proper belly laugh out of something, that's, and I did watch it alone, which it's even harder to like, it's easier to laugh at a group setting for some reason.
I feel with that film, like, especially it's like,
right.
That's one that's where like, you can imagine a lot of people, you know, getting into it.
Yeah. I've done that a few times. So it's always fun. As I mentioned though, off air, it's not my favorite Cheech and Chong movie. Far from it.
And that makes sense. With this being their first one, they even mention in these featurettes, one is titled Lighting It Up, A Look Back in Up in Smoke. And also, like I mentioned, How Pedro Met the Man, is that it was their first movie, so they were doing a lot of like learning on the job kind of thing. So
Well, they didn't learn enough, because when they finally do the second Paramount film, it's even more like a bunch of sketches on Still Smoking.
Okay, then never mind.
Yeah, that's well, like their last one together though too. So I don't know if there was issues on it. There's not a lot of information.
You do kind of wonder though if like they made this movie and they're like, well, we learned a lot, but that worked before. So, well, let's keep it going.
Their next movie actually is next movie, and that one, yeah. It's just those, the two Paramount ones for some reason are very similar. I don't know if Lou Adler directed both. That I don't know.
But well, we're only talking about the first one, so.
Well, yeah. But what I did want to mention is I remember watching this very specifically on television. I have memories of all of this one, but for this one specifically, they never mention what they're bringing back. They never mention the marijuana. It's just they're driving back a van. That's all it is. So, yeah.
You want to give us your rating?
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, I thought I said I'm with Greg. I'm a 4.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all in there. It's definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some other deleted scenes that actually made me laugh, and I was actually bummed it wasn't in the final cut. When they're smoking one of the joints in the car, and Pedro tells him it's Oaxaca mixed with hamburger helper, so then you don't get the munchies.
That's funny.
That was something I loved. And the story about one of the scenes they had, rather one of the days where they were filming in Tijuana, Cheech Marin had gone to a street vendor to get like he was selling clams, whatever, how they prepare clams, whatever, knowing the risk, he went for it, you know, and has, you know, these whatever plate of clams or whatever thing of clams. And out of this building comes a scraggly looking lady dressed like a prostitute, grabs his hand, grabs clams and licks the entire thing, the plate with all the food on it. And even the street vendor says, sorry, let me get you another one. So just a couple of fun stories there, but definitely recommend it. But again, you know, don't expect a movie. Expect an episode of Saturday Night Live and you'll be set, I think. And of course, have the accessories ready.
There you go. That's the best advice.
Pretty much.
And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this week's episode. And next week, we are continuing with the Stoner series with the 2001 classic, How High, starring Method Man Redman. Looking forward to it. And we'll be seeing you then. Once again, actually, sorry, I was about to sign off, but Todd, we had the 500th episode of Flesh Wound Horror, did we? Did we not?
Yeah. Yeah, it was last Wednesday. Thanks for phoning it in and sending your clip.
Okay, you know what? I was hosting trivia, damn it. I can't like be like, Excuse me, everybody. All I know week. You want to know what. What do you mean all week?
You hosting trivia all week. What?
Okay, no. Hold on a second. Todd, when did you have the show?
Wednesday at 6 p.m. I'm glad Ozzy knows when our flagship show's on, so Wednesday.
No, I'm trying to make a point. 6 p.m.
Pacific.
Okay, well, I got to get stuff ready to... I got to load stuff in my car for trivia.
I was...
The day task.
I got stuff to do during the day, Greg. All right. Well, anyway, so I was trying to be nice. I thought it'd be like, oh, cool. They completed 500 episodes. Anybody listening, anybody watching, like, cool, they got 500 episodes. That is a feat. That's awesome to hear. And then Todd's like, oh, I'm going to be a dick.
Well, it makes sense. But we're talking Godzilla this week. We got Godzilla vs. Kong coming out Wednesday. So that's what we're talking about this week, starting tomorrow.
That sounds like fun. All right, Greg, you got anything before we... Yeah, until next week.
No, I'm just excited for next week, man.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Flesh and producer Todd. That's Greg. And I'm Ozzy B. See you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farts.